This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Yes, good evening. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Oh yeah, the T&E gun is coming, and we're going to beat that sucker to death, and I bet you if it goes back, which I'm not guaranteeing that will happen, I may just decide that's got to stay with me. But when we're done evaluating it, we'll know. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Earlier today, I pre-recorded the Gun Owners News Hour radio show. And this segment, this little story here is so good, I just got to repeat it here, which I do a lot with the Gun Owners News Hour material because it's just so good. So, Kevin Hart was going to host the Oscars. And then some 7-year-old tweets surfaced. And Kevin Hart, of course, is a comedian, and comedians make fun of literally everything. I've always sort of wanted to be a stand-up comedian. I don't know if I could sustain that for a set, but I've always sort of wanted to do it. Here we see identity and intersectionality politics having their way, though. The tweets that he did in 2011 disparaged the homosexual community. I haven't seen them, so I don't know in which way. The Oscars committee decided to communicate to Kevin Hart that if he issued a public apology, he could continue as host of the Oscars. Well, Kevin Hart decided to step down. His rationale is that he is a different person in 2018 than he was in 2011, and providing some coerced obligatory apology is not in anyone's best interest. Well, see, here is where the leftist bent on being in control of everything shows itself. In the personage of Chad Griffin, president of the Human Rights Campaign, something I've never heard about, he tweeted, "You have a rare opportunity to take responsibility, teach people in this moment, and send a message to LGBTQ youth that they matter and deserve dignity and respect. You say you've grown. Show us. Make amends for hurtful things you've said and affirm LGBTQ people." Okay. In my lifetime, no one has ever said or done anything to affirm me. And I know that I am not LGBTQ. I know that. I know I am a Caucasian. I know that. But nobody's ever, you know. And I've had plenty of hurtful things said to me, both as a child and professionally. Lots of hurtful things. And you know what? I just let them roll off of me. But here we have the irony of a marginalized people group calling out another marginalized people group. And this irony is not lost on the masses involved in this. Many respondents to Chad's tweet queried as to what more could Kevin Hart do. How can Kevin Hart atone? What can wash away his sins? If he were to apologize, is all forgiven? Does it no longer exist? Good to go, Kevin? A lot of people were sitting around scratching their heads trying to make sense out of his demands on Kevin Hart. A great conundrum still faces the Oscars. Who's going to be the high priest of the 2019 Oscars? See, there's a book called Understanding the Times, and it defines a worldview as a pattern of ideas, beliefs, convictions, and habits that helps us make sense of God, the world, and our relationship to God and the world. So, a worldview is religious in nature, and everyone has a worldview. Even those who are atheists or not traditionally religious hold values and beliefs similar to the religious. Progressivism is a worldview because it has a pattern of ideas, beliefs, convictions, and habits. And there are progressives who ascribe to a deity and others that do not, but lack of a deity does not take away the religious element. Progressives use their worldview to make sense of the world around them in order to develop practices to live out their values. But what are progressive ideas, beliefs, and convictions? A woman's right to choose? Universal health care is a human right? Open borders? Millions are going to die? Real socialism has never been tried? Common sense gun control? Hate speech is not free speech, and fascist anti-fascism. So, for the progressive to get something that's anywhere near what he or she is embracing, they also have to embrace the Marxist worldview. Marx and Engels embraced Darwinian evolution and dispensed of a deity and created the belief that humanity is linearly evolving into a more enlightened people. So, the first step to a better world is to declare God dead, and then you have to declare that we are his murderers, which opened the door for subjective instead of objective morality. So, for progressives, Trump is an evil dark force, and he's ushered in the American apocalypse with the defeat to the heir of the utopia. Now, as far as convictions and habits go, these beliefs seem to be carried out via marches. That doesn't really do anything. Constant denouncements of Trump, which doesn't do anything. Condemnations of racism to anyone who disagrees with progressivism, which doesn't change anything. Antifa violence. That's going to get met with some worse violence sooner or later. Disruptions of college campus assemblies, virtue signaling on social media, and the list can go on and on and on. It's just like a Sonny and Cher song. The beat goes on. But another place the progressive worldview is showcased is at the annual Oscars. And their deity, the Golden Oscar. If you were to look at the transcript of Jimmy Kimmel's 2018 Oscar monologue, you would see that Kimmel, serving as the high priest of the Oscars church service, makes sense of the world at various points. He denounces the misogyny of Hollywood, which is the same Hollywood that everyone is there to celebrate. He neglects to confess the sins of his former show, in which he paraded scantily clad women on trampolines so their bouncing breasts would keep ratings high. And he praises the inclusivity of the Oscars while also condemning the lack of inclusivity. Takes a quick finger jab at the Founding Fathers, then he brings everyone's attention to Meryl Streep, the patron saint of Hollywood progressivism. In 2017, he asked Streep to stand up for applause, and he contrasted her saintliness to the dark forces of Donald and Ivanka Trump. And then he informs everyone the platform or pulpit is a place for the winners of awards to champion and communicate the progressive worldview to America. So to deny that progressivism is a religion is to ignore its worldview and religious element. And the Oscars committee has a challenge on their hands to ensure progressive America is reminded of all that they believe. And now that Kevin Hart is no longer the high priest of the Oscars, they must find a worthy high priest to preach the progressive worldviews, beliefs, habits, convictions, and ideas. They must find a high priest who will make sense out of the world and discern the forces of evil working against progressivism. In the meantime, Kevin Hart has gone the way of Jordan Peterson. He's gone the way of saying, I denounce this political correctness. Thank you, but no. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR $500 radio studio, this is Lock and Load.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I'm going to tell you about the very confusing world of a doctor, Dr. Eric Wallace. I believe he works in the psychiatry, psychology field. Not too long ago, well, let's see, what year was it that this happened? Was it 2015? He had a patient who he would not prescribe opioids to, and the patient communicated a death threat to him through his staff. And he was forced to ask himself a question: do I need a firearm to defend myself? And unfortunately, Dr. Wallace went in a direction that I really wouldn't expect somebody this educated to go. One of the things that bugs me the most about people who don't know that much about guns and handling guns and using guns in self-defense and everything else is the fact that they do not think critically. If they hear something, they will take it as gospel. And that always is a mystery to me. That is always the biggest of the mysteries to me. Now, Dr. Wallace, when he was thinking about buying a gun, the first thing that he considered was the risk of suicide. And I'm laughing about this because I never, ever, ever get out there during my day. And I know people who've committed suicide. I know too many people who have committed suicide. And it is the saddest thing to know somebody, to have a loved one that commits suicide. Because of the questions that are never answered. You never can get that. You can't ever go back and find out what happened. It'll drive you crazy. But at the same time, I don't sit around on a daily basis looking at one of my guns going, I wonder if I'll kill myself today. Because I don't live in that kind of a lifestyle. I'm not depressed. You know, and you would think that a mental health worker would figure out, well, I'm clinically depressed. So he said that the greatest, based upon his studies, he said the greatest risk of injury or death for someone who owns a firearm is to the firearm owner. Well, no. If the firearm owner is manipulating a gun and he has a negligent discharge, as long as he's following the four rules, which he will have already, you know, he will have violated one of them if he has a negligent discharge. But as long as he's following the rest of them, he's going to fire the round into the ground or into the wall or something. But he's not going to hit anybody because he's not aiming the gun at anybody. He's not pointing it at anybody. Now, in Dr. Wallace's community, suicide is a big deal. He lives in El Paso County, Colorado now. And in 2016, El Paso was in the top 10 among states with Colorado was in the top 10 among states with the highest rate of suicides per 100,000 people. I don't know what that says about Colorado and the situation in Colorado. Most of that is actually economic or health related. It has nothing to do with freedom and gun rights and everything else. It has more to do with the underlying things that go about in life. So he was very concerned with that. Is he suicidal? That would be are you suicidal, doctor? The second factor that he focused on was the risk to his children. And he looked at one stat that is the most nefarious stat ever that I've ever seen in my life. He looked at something by Dr. Rebecca Cunningham, the director of the Injury Prevention Center at the University of Michigan Medical School. And she came up with a stat that nearly 3,150 children ages 1 to 19 were killed by guns in 2016. Do I need to tell you what that is? Because it will. What that is, what she's referring to are gangbangers. Ages 1 to 19. From 18 to 19, you're not a child anymore. I don't care how you cut it. I know that Obamacare made it to where you could be 26 and still be considered a child. I go by Uncle Sam's definition. At 18, you are an adult. But they include that 18 to 19 stat in there because that just fattens up the number killed. And they are, almost all of them, gangbangers. So then for the unfortunate doctor, he began to think the thought that one mistake, one time, could lead to the death of one of my children. I couldn't handle that. That was not a risk I decided to take. So he decided not to buy a gun for protection. For him, the risks outweigh the benefits. He said, I can sit here and I can 100% guarantee that no one in my household will die from a firearm that I own. I can guarantee you that because I don't have one in my house. That is not a guarantee, sir. That's like me saying, I can guarantee you, doctor, that no one here will be trampled by a miniature horse than I own because I don't own one. That was... Now, to his credit, he says, I'm trying to make clear that this was my personal decision, and I don't try to project that personal decision on other people because it is their right to weigh that. Now, many Americans make a much more different calculation. They may live in a neighborhood that is far more dangerous, where that threat is much more real on a regular basis, and that level of risk may be much higher to where the benefit of owning that firearm for protection makes a lot of sense. He admitted to this, but for him personally, the numbers just didn't match up. Now, according to a 2017 poll by the Pew Research Center, 67% of gun owners said protection was a major reason for owning a gun. Then we have then he looked at something else, of course. The Harvard School for Public Health, they said that only 1% of crimes are ever stopped by people with guns, which they're looking at the 1% of the time where people shoot people with guns. Well, I thought they wanted to go by the CDC data, which shows 3 million defensive gun uses a year. Which is it, gun grabber boys and girls? So, I'm just letting you know, I can play that stupid game too. I guarantee you that you will not be killed by a great white shark that I own because I don't own a great white shark. So please, all of you swimmers that want to come to my house in landlocked upstate South Carolina, please do. You are safe here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
USA Radio News.
The Dow is posting its biggest single-day point gain ever. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 1,086 points to close at 22,878. Alan Knuckman is a trader on Wall Street. He joins Fox News and tries to make some sense of this.
Today is the beginning, possibly, of a bottom. If we can build on this. Now, we just remember, we were negative early in the session, so we made new lows and a higher close. That's very positive. But a lot of this seems to be a short squeeze today. You need some follow-through on this.
President Trump made a surprise visit to Iraq, and on that visit, he's praising the troops for helping defeat ISIS.
The other reason I'm here today is to personally thank you and every service member throughout this region for the near elimination of the ISIS territorial caliphate in Iraq and in Syria.
This is the president's first trip to an active war zone. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Oh, yeah, check them out. franklinarmory.com. This past Saturday was the birthday of the addition to the Bill of Rights to the United States Constitution, going back to clear back to 1791. And that was the same day that Fox News reported on the lack of such protections in Venezuela. Which is, you know, that's the socialist utopia. Although they haven't really done it right there. We would do it right here, but they didn't do it right there. But do you get what I'm saying? In Venezuela, because they don't have a Bill of Rights, they have allowed tyrants to subjugate their citizens to virtual enslavement. Alan Gottlieb, serving as the executive vice president of the Second Amendment Foundation and the chairman of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, issued a statement on Saturday pointing to the uniqueness of the Bill of Rights and especially the importance of the Second Amendment in securing them. He stated, despite the efforts of lobbying groups and some politicians, the Second Amendment has retained its position as the cornerstone of our Bill of Rights.
The individual citizen's right to keep and bear arms protects all of the other rights. Our mission is that of any citizen who values the liberty and freedom of our nation, symbolizes above all other nations in the world. Our Bill of Rights is the envy of every other citizen of every other country. Joining Gottlieb's groups in the announcement were the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. Gottlieb could have been speaking directly to two former citizens of Venezuela who have escaped the Marxist tyranny installed by Chavez in 1999 and then expanded by his protege, Nicolas Maduro, after Chavez died in 2013. Now living outside of the grasp of Maduro's colectivos, motorcycle gangs hired, paid, and armed by him to keep the peace in the country's barrios, Javier Venegas, a former Venezuelan schoolteacher now exiled in Ecuador, and Omar Adolfo Zares Sanchez, a former mayor of a municipality in Venezuela, had their interviews posted by Fox on the same day. Sometimes things just line up beautifully. Said Venegas, guns would have served as a vital pillar to remaining a free people, or at least able to put up a fight. Maduro's government security forces knew they had no real opposition. It was a clear declaration of war against, and Venegas added that the people were too trusting of their government back in 2012 when the Chavez-controlled Venezuelan National Assembly enacted its control of arms, munitions, and disarmament law, with the explicit purpose of disarming the citizenry. Said Venegas, Venezuelans didn't care enough about it. The idea of having the means to protect your home was seen only as needed out in the fields. People never, ever would have believed that they needed to defend themselves against the government. Venezuelans always hoped that our government would be non-tyrannical, a non-violator of human rights. But if guns had been a stronger part of our culture, if there had been a sense of duty for one to protect their individual rights and as a show of force against the government power, and had legal carry been a common thing, it would have made a huge difference. This is hindsight. This is where somebody's looking. And it almost sounds like the Venezuelan citizens didn't care. Mr. Sanchez agreed. He said, without a doubt, if there had been a balance of armed defense, we could have stood up and stopped the oppression at the beginning. Without such a threat from an armed citizenry, Maduro's tyranny has turned Venezuela from one of the most prosperous and free countries in South America into a virtual concentration camp run by Maduro's thugs. Our murder rate here in the United States, even at the elevated level, is around 7 per 100,000. In Venezuela, it's 100 per 100,000. And the poverty rate is nearly 80%. I stand corrected. The murder rate here is 5. It's less than 5. Now, David Koppel, research director of the Independence Institute in Golden, Colorado, stated the obvious. Venezuela shows the deadly peril when citizens are deprived of the means of resisting the depredations of a criminal government. The Venezuelan rulers viewed citizen possession of arms as a potential danger to a permanent communist monopoly of power. Mr. Koppel's comment calls to mind infamous statements by two historical tyrants over that potential danger. Said Adolf Hitler, the most foolish mistake we could possibly make would be to allow the subject races to possess arms. History shows that all conquerors who have allowed their subject races to carry arms have prepared their own downfall by doing so. And then Mao Zedong, who ruled China as a chairman of the Communist Party of China from 1949 to 1976. All political power comes from the barrel of a gun. So the Communist Party must command all the guns. That way no guns can ever be used to command the party. What a unique perspective. We here in the United States need to appreciate the paper-thin difference between Venezuelan captives and American citizens today. And that difference is the founders, who knew their history and built protections into the Constitution to keep the government from exceeding its proper bounds. The Second Amendment was added as an additional security. Our first president, George Washington, explained that difference. He said, government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Never for a moment should it be left to irresponsible actions. In Venezuela, They're finding that out the hard way. Do you ever do the math? when you're out there and you're looking at what these guys want, when they're saying, well, you know, I mean, they banned guns in Venezuela right before everything collapsed. And now it's like Mad Max Light in Venezuela. You know, on any given day, you might find some Venezuelan citizens chasing some zebras down the street to try to kill that for dinner, attacking the zoo. So, the math is this. If we didn't have the Second Amendment, which the Second Amendment has been infringed in just about every way it can be, by various states in various ways and means. New Jersey's going deep. New York's going deep. California's gone deep. Washington State wants to go deep. Then you've got the lesser areas like Illinois, Maryland. And if you want to see where crime has gone up, I mean, we'll talk about this in the next segment, but you need to go look at any lefty Democrat mayor-run city. And there you will see the correlation. Right there for you to see in bright technicolor. So, while the Second Amendment has been very much maligned, we still have the veto. They are going to try to take that away. Look to the Democrats to try to establish a gun registry next year so they can try to pass universal background checks, because they will say, well, we can't possibly track everything without knowing where everything is. That's coming. Be prepared to repel. That's the only advice I'm going to give you. Initially, we should try this by calling senators. And we had better get some people ready to take back over the house in a couple of years. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out. The T&E gun is inbound, and when we get it, we're going to take it out there and run it. And run it ruthlessly. And I'm sure it's just going to survive and just be good to go. franklinarmory.com. Well, we had some new stats come out for 2017 from the CDC, which, according to The Hill, it was a record high in the U.S. in almost 40 years. But this continued reporting on gun-related deaths in 2017 keeps one thing in perspective. When you combine the number of suicides and homicides and accidents and legal interventions and operations of war, whatever that is, that creates a more dramatic and perhaps misleading impression about guns in the United States. Whatever you see on these stats has nothing to do with me and you. We are the law-abiding. Now, last year, according to the CDC, there were 39,773 firearm-related fatalities. Of those, an estimated 23,854 were suicides, while an estimated 14,542 died in homicide. That second number is a little bit curious because it is an estimate. Now, according to the FBI Uniform Crime Report for 2017, there were 10,982 homicides involving guns. Of those, 7,302 involved handguns, 403 involved rifles, 264 were done with shotguns, and 3,283 did not identify the type of gun used. But between the CDC and FBI, there is a disparity of more than 3,500
reported slayings. Now, the CDC estimate is what is the number that everybody's going by as gospel. But there's two possible explanations as to why there's such a disparity in numbers. One is that the FBI doesn't get data on all murders. I thought all murders got reported, but you know, what do I know? Another might be that the CDC estimate is on the high side. I think that's probably more likely. But, you know, there's a lot of reasons about a lot of things. According to drugabuse.gov, that website, more than 72,000 of us died from drug overdoses in 2017, including illicit drugs and prescription opioids, which is a twofold increase in a decade. The source for this figure was the CDC. CNBC reported early in the year that, according to the National Safety Council estimate, there were 40,100 motor vehicle-related deaths. Meanwhile, CNBC also reported, citing a mid-2016 report from Johns Hopkins, that more than 250,000 deaths per year are due to medical error in the U.S. What does all this mean? Well, that's the unfortunate thing. People die from all sorts of things. And there's one certain, and the one certainty in this is that everyone, including me talking to you about this report, you listening to this report, anybody hearing about this report, anybody not listening to this report, everybody out there, one day we're going to die. But if you combine all the homicides, suicides, legal intervention, and accidental firearms-related fatalities, and then you call them all victims of gun violence, this creates a misleading, and maybe deliberately so, impression that all of these people are crime victims, and this requires increasingly intrusive and restrictive gun policy. Championed, of course, by people who know little, if anything, about firearms, and prefer to demonize them and the people who own them. The full semi-automatic guns, the 30-second assault rifle clips. And like I said, there's already lots of restrictions on the exercise of the Second Amendment right. More than on any other exercise of any other constitutionally delineated right. More. This is the truly the redheaded stepchild in regards to the way it's regarded. Was that even grammatically correct in regards to the way it's regarded? Can we just, well, it's too late to bleep that one out. You know what I'm saying. There are background checks and, in some jurisdictions, waiting periods. Most of the rampage killers pass background checks. And many, like the California rampage killer Elliot Rogers, who murdered three of his victims with a knife and killed the other three with legally purchased handguns, went through the waiting periods. Three times. When he bought a gun, when he bought the first gun, he had to buy it, had to go through a background check, he had to buy it and wait for 10 days, had to take a safety class, then he had to wait for 30 days to buy the next one. Then he had to wash, rinse, repeat two more times. Then there's the Sandy Hook rampage killing. The shooter there bypassed the paperwork altogether. He did this by murdering his mom while she was taking a nap. Then he took her guns to go do the murdering. Then there is Kip Kinkle, who 20 years ago, he murdered both of his parents before taking guns purchased by his father to Thurston High School in Springfield, Oregon, and he opened fire there. These people, like these three aforementioned miscreants, they are the exceptions. They are not the rule. And I'm just going to go by my estimate because some of these estimates here start getting off into the regular anti-gun talking points. I believe there's 150 million of us that own guns in the United States, which makes us the majority of adults. If we want to go by the 100 million mark, then we're very near the minority or the majority of adults, but not quite there. Not quite there. So I also believe there's anywhere from between 450 and 660 million guns in the United States. So numerically speaking, a fraction of 1% of all those guns are used in a homicide or suicide in any given year. A smaller fraction of those involve rifles of any kind, which leads me to ask the question, you know, why do you seek to ban these so-called semi-automatic assault weapons? Most gun owners are, especially gun carriers. Gun carriers are honest to a fault. Absolutely honest. I mean, they want to comply with so many laws. It's sometimes it's to their own detriment. This asked Janine Allen when she drove accidentally, thinking she was in the United States when she drove from Pennsylvania into New Jersey. And she got pulled over and she said, "Officer, hello. Listen, just so you know, I've got my concealed carry permit and my concealed carry gun here with me in the car." And then she had to be pardoned by a governor in order to, you know, not waste the majority of her life in jail for something that she could do anywhere else. I'm tired of being treated like an enemy simply because I exercise a constitutionally delineated right. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of a crime being committed by some miscreant, by some lunatic. See, there are people with mental health issues, and then when they become people that are actually acting out on their things and killing other innocent human beings, for me, the only treatment is termination. Deanimation. Filling them full of lead, however you want to put it. That stuff. I'm tired of being penalized for those that go to that step. There are relatively few of them out there. I don't commit crime with the guns I own. I don't condone crime with guns. I don't condone crime. I don't condone violence with anything. It'd be really nice if somebody could just figure that little bit out. I think that would be lovely. We are coming into hour number two, and when we start that, we're going to start with somebody we've never had on the show before. He runs something called the Modern Samurai Project, LLC. His name is Scott Jedlinski. That, when we get back, this is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name products from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.